episode 2878, to love and to cherish.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend and enjoying some time together. You know what? It's coming to the close of college football, but no better time to have some food and fellowship with the one that you love. It's Relationship Builders, to love and to cherish. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. I got a quick announcement here. We are partnering with pray.com. I am so super excited, delighted, you name it, I am there, and I want you there. So I want you here so you hear the announcement. I want you to be subscribed to the newsletter. We've got some extraordinary things coming in January. Yes, can I just say TV? We'll just leave it at that. Yeah, you heard me. You had to listen in real closely. It's top secret, but you're in the know with me. So let's stay tuned because God's on the move and I just love it. So let's dive in to our relationship time. Loving deeper. What does that look like? How much do you love your spouse? And how is that love calculated? Is it by your expectations? To love and to cherish from this day forward requires a deeper, more profound love beyond how you feel. Do you think you can love without cherishing? And does cherishing trump love? It's easy to say, I love you, but if you truly love someone, especially when it comes to your spouse, you need to cherish them. Think about your wedding vows. I know you really didn't. Maybe you did write them, but have you ever revisited them? Listen to these traditional ones. I, Sue, take you, James, to be my lawfully wedded husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish from this day forward until death do us part. You can hear the echoes of the roller coaster ride of life in the vows. The ups and downs, right? For better, for worse, for richer, that's easy, for poorer, not so much. In sickness, in health, yes, let's do this. But then you got to love and to cherish. But how many of us take the time to really comprehend and embrace that which we said, I do too? Not many. So let's take a moment to draw deeper into what love looks like from the point of a sacrificial love. I look at this because what? We're in the holiday season. And God gifted us the most beautiful gift ever. Him showing us his sacrificial love to us by sending his son, Jesus Christ. How can you not want to dive deeper into your own relationship with your spouse? Knowing that what God has, what he gave us, is what he wants us to have with our spouse. If you look at what cherish means, the definition, it's to protect and care for someone lovingly. Now, that's what Google says. You can take a gander at Webster, if you even still have Webster's dictionary. I know it's online, but it's totally different. Do you remember in the olden days, you could get the big dictionary out and you would look it up and you'd have all the tabs and you're like, yes, this is awesome. You'd find it. You were so excited. Okay, maybe that was just me, but that's for another episode. So let's look at cherish. What is it about to love and to cherish? Are you really doing that, or are you just kind of going through the motions? I think we mean well initially, but then you've got the roller coaster ride of life, the for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. And then all of a sudden it sticks it to us to love and to cherish. It's the way to hold your spouse in high regard. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Hold your spouse in high regard. Cherishing someone is an exalted form of how you love them. The highest, noblest, strongest feeling one person can have for another. That's literally meaning that you will move mountains for your spouse. Now, I get it. You may have a moment that you're kind of mad, but remember, it's a moment, okay? And it's a moment that you don't keep score on because you've got forgiveness. Wow, how this all comes around. And why at the end? And in some wedding vows, they don't even have to love and to cherish because they don't want to go that far. It's just easier. If you want to love and to cherish, don't you think you're going above and beyond the problems of life? It's easy to live when life is great, but not so much when it's hard. And when life happens and you're living in this monotonous activity of responsibilities and they begin to get in the way, it's hard to stop and realize what you have every day. Doing your responsibilities is one thing compared to living your responsibilities. What are you doing? Are you actually just doing them? Or are you living them? And the difference I see in that, in the doing and the living, is the living is like, that's all you do. I know it's kind of weird. I'm using the same words. Not so good in an explanation, is it? But when you live out your responsibilities, you just keep going to that. It becomes monotonous. That's the hamster wheel. That's the, I just keep going on this, and I just keep going and going and going and going because, well, I got 5 kids. That's what I got to do. Instead of saying, I can do my responsibilities, but I can live and create my lifestyle. Hence, create your now. You must find harmony in loving deeper than when you were dating. And I don't think a lot of people do that. I think they like the energy of, oh, the infatuation, the curiosity of, oh, come on, draw me in more. But once when the bait and the hook are connected and you got the prize, what happens? Everything kind of slows down. And then when you're on the roller coaster of life and you got for better, for worse, in sickness and health, what do you think happens? Oh, we've just drifted apart. Yeah, I've fallen out of love. I just don't want to work so hard. I just want things to be easy. Where in the vows did you see anything or hear anything in regards to ease? There was nothing in there, right? Think about it. To have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and health, to love and to cherish from this day forward until death do us part. The most challenging thing at the beginning and at the end, to love and to cherish until death. You got to find harmony in loving deeper than when you were dating. And when you do that, you honor your spouse by knowing their value and holding them in high regard. It's about the great respect. When was the last time you drove your spouse crazy? Yes, pushing all of his buttons for whatever reason. And at times it seems like a reasonable thing to do, right? You kind of poke fun. Laughter is good medicine for the soul. However, so is being real and honest. When was the last time you showed high regard for your spouse? Not many can answer that question swiftly. They get stuck. They're like, wait. High regard? What does that really mean? How do I even show that? What does it look like? It stumps us. I don't want it to stump you because this helps in building a strong foundation. So when you are on the roller coaster of life, when you have those ups and downs and all arounds, you don't just get through it, you get to the other side. So my challenge for you is to take time to lift up your spouse and honor him, honor her. Recognize what he is contributing to the family, the community, to the world that she touches. Life doesn't have to be as complicated as we make it. Stay committed to deepening your relationship with your husband. Stay committed to deepening your relationship with your spouse, with your wife. Look for ways to serve, to honor. Now, definitely poke fun, but make sure you balance it with sincerity and generosity. What you give from the heart can be felt for a lifetime. So really the question comes down to love and to cherish. What are you giving from your heart? And is it something that you want to be felt for a lifetime? My prayer for you today, may your actions reflect what your heart desires to feel and then dig deeper. May the love God has for you be felt by your spouse to love and to cherish. May God richly bless your commitment to each other. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.